For people who are currently in Tunisia and are wanting to get out, we heard about Kate from her grandmother. Who should they contact? Do they go to the Foreign Office? Do they go to their travel company? Who do they talk to?
Well, look, the Foreign Office, the individual holiday companies have put in place helplines, but there is a limit to what they can do. If you are abroad, if you're in Tunisia, if you're frightened, if you're worried, all of which is completely understandable, then I'm afraid there is little you can do apart from make sure everyone knows that you're there and that you're keen to leave. And as soon as they possibly can get round to you, they will. Honestly, the travel industry is working as hard as it can to help everybody who was caught up in the appalling atrocity on Friday.
And we've already talked about the potential French airstrike, traffic strike going on this week, which will affect transport. What about this sort of rush, if you like, to get more people back from Tunisia? Is that going to affect flights as normal as well?
They've done it very, very well so far. It's a busy, busy time of year for all the charter airlines, and they managed to organise it Friday night, Saturday night, effectively getting 100 extra flight crew in every night and just taking the aircraft, which would normally be sitting on the ground at Gatwick, at Luton, at Manchester, and flying them out to Tunisia and flying them back. A marvellous logistical operation. Very difficult and stressful for everybody involved, but they are doing their best.